This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A report from South Africa shows a 57% increase in AIDS deaths over the last 5 years. There's debate over whether that reflects the real number of AIDS deaths. Until 1994, the government did not even record the cause of death for black people. And even today, some people don't list AIDS on death certificates because they don't want the stigma. Whatever the precise numbers, they reflect real people, like the dying woman that NPR's Brenda Wilson found in a South African home.
In a country of 48 million, it is possible to lose sight of the magnitude of the AIDS epidemic. People avoid being tested for the disease, and families don't want it known that relatives are infected. When death comes, it is usually in crowded hospital wards or in a back room that neighbors seldom enter.
Ella.
It's him. Yeah.
Ella.
Sambo is the same.
33-year-old Ella Sambo has spent more and more of the last 4 years on a wide bed in a sunny room in her sister's house. Her days among friends at the marketplace, a distant life.
I was cooking homemade brew, beer, and sell it. Go to the market, buy fruits, sell my fruits and vegetables to make my living. I can't do it now.
Her eyes are large, her face small. Her hair is soft and downy, its nap unsprung.
Sometimes when I'm alone, I just think that if only I can be able to be out of this bed and do things on my own, rather depending on other people.
Ella Sambo doesn't want food. She can't keep it down. A sister bought anti-AIDS drugs for her. She wouldn't take them. They made her feel sick. This house, even in the middle of a small rural town of wide open spaces, is unnaturally quiet, enveloped in a pall of waiting for death that keeps her elderly mother, Gabazo Sambo, awake at night.
Always when I see my daughter, something comes that frightens me. Because out of all my children, it's my first time to see one of my children being sick in this way. I've never experienced it. Because even at night, I get like a fright.
The rate of HIV in the province of Limpopo is among the highest in South Africa. Treatment, the lowest. Buye Mblovu runs the Elim Care Group project. She's afraid that the South African government's policy of providing the anti-AIDS drugs, or ARVs, only for the sickest people won't stop the dying.
The antiretroviral drugs, you know, they're very strong drugs. When they started to be on the ARVs, they are so weak in such a way they are not able to cope with the ARVs and they die. They will die because they don't get ARVs. They will die because now they start their ARVs when their immune system is really being compromised. They're going to die.
Mdlovu shares an office with Jane Marion Veyron, a 27-year-old psychologist who volunteers at the center. Marion Veyron came to Limpopo from Switzerland with her husband and two children, she says, to share the lives of people of another culture.
In my country, most of the people who need this treatment can have it. It just depends in which country and in which family somebody was born. And because one it was born here and the other one was born here, one can live and the other one must die.
The South African government estimates that more than 300,000 people died of AIDS in 2004. But a review of 3 million death certificates by government epidemiologists indicates AIDS deaths were identified as the cause of death just 9,000 times in 2002. Tuberculosis, pneumonia, and influenza, often associated with AIDS, were far more often listed as the cause. Strikingly, most deaths were among people between the ages of 30 and 34. When you walk the dusty roads of towns like Elim and Limpopo, you don't necessarily see death. But for those who doubt, the office of the AIDS Care Group is across the lawn from the hospital AIDS ward and around the corner from the mortuary. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Elim, South Africa.